What's up, everybody? This is Mike Cannon, host of the podcast you're about to listen to slash view. I just wanted to take an uninterrupted moment,
which does not exist during the hours of this show,
to plug my upcoming special, White Privilege Homeless, premiering May 18th, 9 p.m. Then it will be available for free up on my YouTube forever. Go to youtube.com/Mike Cannon Comedy. Do all the things that help get the word out. Share, like, comment, subscribe, all the strokey things that you could do to our almighty algorithmic God, this invisible being that is in charge of my fate and success and financial well-being. For the love of God, help out. May 18th, 9 p.m., White Privilege Homeless, youtube.com/Mike Cannon Comedy. I love you. I'm excited.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Here's the Scenario. I am one of your hosts, Michael Shane Cannon, with me as always,
Mike Feeney, and also
Brendan Sagalow.
And we have a guest, ladies and gentlemen, to our program. As you've noticed, that's a trend with us lately. We are desperately glomming from everybody's fan base, and this is no different. He's one of our favorites. He's an Astoria native. He's one of the funniest human beings on planet Earth. Anthony DeVito.
What up?
Tony DeVitz.
What up, what up? He's got a brand new special coming out on...
You'll never see it.
Okay.
I'll never show
it. You'll never see it.com.
I'll never show
it
to you.
I've emailed YouTube directly. I said, if Mike Feeney tries to watch this thing, shut down my account.
You heard it here first, folks. Don't worry about it.
I'm sure at some point he might tell you, but
yeah.
Man,
no, it's brain noise. It's May 26th, and it's for everybody in the world except for one Michael Timothy. Timothy Feeney.
That's fair. There's a very little chance.
This episode is going to bring me a lot of joy. Yeah. I can already tell because Anthony came in hot. We've been talking the stress of specials.
Tell me about it,
self-producing, getting the whole thing in line, really putting everything together. And then it's you know, our frustrations have bubbled. And he immediately is taking umbrage with, I don't know, something Feeney did.
Right away.
I am on board.
Yeah, me too. I it's very rare.
It's not on you. There is no, the pudding is on Feeney.
The pudding's on Feeney now, which feels so
much
great.
Pudding.
But I will say this, sandwiched in between you, I know I'm not going to be dodging every bullet. Like, I know one's going to hit me in the forehead.
You'll catch a lot of strays.
I'm going to catch shrapnel from Feeney. He's like, what about Fatso over here? Yeah.
No way. You're in Murray Pool right now. You're safe as a bird, dude.
I don't even know what you said.
Well,
what?
Murray Pool.
Pool. It's the Ukraine. Do you know about
Mariupol?
Mariupol. Some people call it Mariupol. That's
how I've read it. I've never heard it said out loud.
No, it could be either.
It's probably Murray.
It's a safe zone in the Ukraine.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We should go there.
Sure.
Patreon tier. Yeah. The boys take a trip to Mariupol.
It's a $15,000 tier. It's an expensive flight. So you'll hear more about this infighting and reasons why later on down the podcast, but that's not what the show is. For the new listeners, thank you all. You're coming in waves every single week. We are a hypothetical-based podcast. We do what-ifs, scenarios, would-you-rathers, F, marry, kills, all that fun stuff that you, the audience, actually self-submit. We go from our Patreon. They get preferential treatment, obviously. As Feeney says, money talks. So patreon.com/scenariopod. You submit the questions. We read it. And then if we get through all of that, we go to our Instagram, which @HeresTheScenarioPod. Thank you for pressing that. I have never once done it. But man, I'm doing good hosting.
You're doing great.
Really good. Yeah. So instead of congratulating myself, let's get to the question.
Hell yeah.
First question. Anthony, are you ready?
I'm ready, man.
Excellent. From Alex the Truck on Patreon, you are offered two choices by a magical thing. Every time you cry, there is a ghost recording the entire cry, no matter how private you want it to be, but you gain 10,000 followers on every social media platform for every cry. You can't make yourself cry, and the video is up forever. Number two. You have your own personal Truman Show that you can't leave and gain 500 followers a day, but the feed is only live and no copies exist anywhere.
That's so funny that...
what a great question.
Yeah, it is very funny that he's looking at crying as this like, but people gotta see you cry.
Well, it's not just see you cry. It's up on the internet forever.
That's fine. I will change my Instagram name to Brendan Cries.
Yeah.
It'll be a whole thing. People will come and I'll have like a million bazillion followers.
Dude, that's like what's hot right now.
Put it up on Reels and make some.
Oh, really?
Is emotional damage. It's like in hip hop, if you want to kill yourself, you are a platinum artist.
Yeah.
It's unreal. So if you can like just live yourself and somehow spin it into a sad boy career, you'd be out.
There's a comic. There's a comic that sells out theaters who post pictures of them crying.
There's a comic that sells tickets that films weird TikToks in his own living room and pretends it's in front of a live audience. But who are we to judge?
I think we should say this guy's name. Honestly, I've been tossing around the idea this of openly shitting on this dude.
There's no reason. He's a nice enough guy.
Is he nice?
It's just insane.
I have no idea.
Is Louis?
No, it's Louis. Yeah, okay. Nice enough guy.
I gotta be honest.
Wait a minute. Every special stopped getting out of hot water. When will it end with it?
I think I'll do the Truman Show thing because I love the. That's also what's hot right now is the live recording never exist elsewhere. The Pete Davidson attempt at social media of like, or the Michael Che, you delete everything after it goes live. So if you catch it, you catch it, and it still says you're still gaining followers.
I don't know.
I feel like that's how my childhood was. Mike and I, we've both talked about this. How we thought we were essentially on a Truman Show like. People watching us at all times.
I would walk to my neighbors and out loud say, well, at least I'll fast forward through this later.
Like, man, what a crazy four. Burn. Wow. That's amazing. Oh, whoa. My God. This doofus doesn't even know he's on my show and nobody's watching this part. Idiot. Yeah,
I like the live stream idea.
You think you'd get used to just everything you're doing being streamed live
within a matter of seconds. Yeah.
But what if
we are
like,
being recorded right now and I already forgot that was happening?
What if you're like itching your butt and smelling it or something, or like picking your nose?
That's personable. That shows I have flaws.
I have a question. Can I do both? I would literally do both. I would every time I yes. And it's often how I finish.
I never thought of it that way.
It's just like no, that's the button.
Your clit's in your brain.
Yeah.
And
I just pull it out. It's a oof.
I'll take both too. That's
yeah, I would love to the chat because I cry often, probably at least once or twice a week.
Totally
hard heaving cries, and I have no problem showing that to everybody. I have no problem admitting to it. I think it's funny afterwards. Like I try, and I've done this since I was a kid. Every single time I've hard cried, I've looked for a mirror. Like I've looked just
me
to
too.
See what, what's happening on my face.
Oh yeah, every time I cry, which isn't much. That's why I would love to do this because I would love to cry. It feels
I feel like
good
you cry a lot.
But you can't make you.
No, I
cry.
Whine a lot. There's
You complain a lot.
There's a difference. I don't get to I complain. I don't cry. I wish I could cry. Like you can cry. But every
When's
time
the last
I do
time you cried. Go ahead.
When's the last time I cried? Damn, I don't know. It was one of those where it just came out.
Did you cry at Disney World?
No, I fucking wish. I whined at Disney World.
There should be a bumper sticker. Complained and whined all the time.
No, the last time I cried was like, it was one of those where it was just coming out of nowhere kind of thing where I was like, it wasn't coming out of nowhere, but there was like a lot going on. And then
you're
I
at ground zero.
I
could have happened anywhere. Yeah. I don't know why,
but
there was a palpable pain in the air.
Yeah, I do that too. Anytime I cry, if there's a mirror around, I'm like,
what's my face look like? Yeah, when I was a kid, I'd be like, in the mirror, just snot bubbling.
My family still makes fun of me for like the way I cried once.
See, so
they still do that.
And this will be on the internet for all of these on the internet forever.
What do you mean?
Now, so what I'm saying, like,
yeah, but buddy,
think about.
I don't care about that.
Beyond that, what did you just say? Because your family makes fun of how you cry. Yeah, let's unpack that a little bit.
Yeah. Why don't I cry? The origin story in one sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, what would they say?
No, because
and then they'd light hot forks and put it on my arm.
Yeah. They called me a stupid little fat boy.
They would say, "You're my little donkey boy."
Yeah, they go, "Oink oink, cry boy."
Yeah, hee haw.
No. One time I was crying.
Oh,
so
the
bad.
Outfits.
I was the outfits.
Yeah, they made me wear just like a little.
I was like, I got into a fight with my mom when I was little, and I was crying so hard, and I was like, I wish I had a new mom. And to this day, my parents are like, "What are you gonna do, faggot? Go down to the mom store?"
That's so funny.
To this day, they make fun of me for it,
because that's usually like a Disney movie where the next day you find out you have magic powers and you do have a new mom. And by the end of it, you're like, I didn't know what I had the whole time.
Yeah.
But instead, the real version is they just make fun of you for the rest of the life for that moment.
Yeah.
That's
they're
so funny,
constantly
man.
Doing
Do you know what's interesting? Is like, so something I'm going through as a parent is recognizing that like that shit, I would have something to say to that. As a parent, I'd just be like, oh, well, let me go find one for you.
Yeah.
And it's my first instinct to not do that. And sometimes I say, like, almost like a heckler line to my son
before I even
consider it. Like, my wife the other day, or yesterday, he was cursing. And then I, like, said fuck or something like that. And he goes, Dad, don't curse. And I go, I don't think you're in any position to tell me what to do.
And Nicole goes, I have the microphone.
And Nicole goes, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know.
You just go, come on, folks. You didn't pay to hear this baby talk.
Yeah, man.
Chief, get this guy out of
here, man.
Yeah. Chief is constantly following you around.
No one polices this household.
Gotta put your phone away during the show.
Hey, man, you can't curse.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Hey,
whenever,
baby.
Oh, man.
Whenever,
hey, baby.
Whenever Chief from New York Comedy Club, who is a giant, we've talked about him before, giant
Where's
black man
Dusters?
With dreadlocks, Dusters.
He looks like he's from the future and the past.
He's,
the
from the Matrix. Yeah.
He's fighting past vampires for the future.
He's so noble.
History's vampires return to the future. And so he, every time he goes up to somebody and he does, he thinks he's being low.
Yes,
he is low. But he sounds like a string bass is just being bowed during your set. And you're like, what the fuck, dude? I can barely get over this.
Yeah. It's really funny. You're just like, because they're not being like, there might be some hecklers that aren't annoying, but then you hear, someone playing a didgeridoo in the back.
I was hoping you'd say that. I'm proud of you for getting it out.
Yes.
One of my favorite things, Chief describing like violent moments that he's had to have in his, because he speaks with such clarity and like just like even to his voice, like he'll be like, oh man, blood everywhere. Oh, and dude's head is just falling out, and I'm picking up guts. Y'all have a whole guts in your hand, it's slimier than you think. But he's like, yeah, Thursday nights get crazy over there. Incredible. It's like one of my favorite things in the whole entire world.
My child was decapitated. That's why I don't mow my own lawn anymore.
Yeah, that's why you never order chicken on a Wednesday.
Careful now.
All right, wow.
Why was that first question? Why was a ghost recording it? I didn't understand that.
A ghost.
It had no bearing on the question.
Yeah, the ghost didn't have anything to do with that.
Because I guess it's omnipresent, so you don't have to worry about like a physical person.
Right, so it's not in your face, so it doesn't disrupt your cry. It's an invisible recording.
Is it like a floating phone or something?
No, the phone is also a ghost.
Man, there's just so much going on for you to be like, and this was recorded by a ghost. I know there's a bunch of stipulations here, and you're not going to believe the last whopper, but a ghost is behind all this.
The ghost is going to be a big thing in my next question.
Well, then it would upload it to the cloud.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. We're cooking.
Question two. Ice ham jello. Shrek versus Crazy Frog. One has a swamp and a talking donkey. The other has a hover motorcycle and makes absolute bangers. Who is cooler? Who's Shrek. Crazy Frog?
Who's Crazy Frog?
Crazy Frog was that little
pinnacle?
That little animated frog that had a...
Is that his dick?
That had a...
Is that his dick?
So, that had a very popular song. It was like, beep, beep. How did that song go, Nicole? I feel like you know.
I don't know what the
sing it.
Crazy frog.
Do you know
crazy
it?
Frog. Yeah, know. He's so crazy.
Cause
he's a crazy frog.
Because his dick is out.
That was a
penis. His penis is out.
That was a B side, actually. But Nicole, do you know it?
Yeah.
Can you sing it?
I guess if I have to.
Yeah.
Hit me.
Beam, 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 beam.
Yes.
Oh, it's a Beverly Hills Cop.
It's Beverly Hills Cop. Bam.
Yeah. So the Crazy Frog came out in the early 2000s.
Just ripped that song clean off.
Yeah, and it was going.
Which is ironic because they ripped that song off, which Eddie Murphy's in Beverly Hills Cop, but he's also in Shrek.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going with Shrek because I don't know what that is, and at least you know Shrek. Yeah. Shrek's unpredictable and funny sometimes.
Yeah.
What was the question again?
Would you rather have it? Basically, you're living life as Shrek or Crazy Frog. The benefits of both is you have a talking donkey and your own swamp. You've seen Trek.
Trek, sure.
And for this gentleman with his cock dangling,
sure.
You have a hover motorcycle and you make bangers, which I assume he's a music producer, this frog.
So you're a lonely musician or you got a donkey friend.
But you have
some land.
I want to have a hover friend. Bike. Don't you want to have a friend who's always like, shut up, jackass, you know?
I'm making a waffle.
What was that?
That's a
donkey.
Intro.
They don't like a parfait.
Yeah.
Oh, that was your.
This
was
king
your,
is so mean. I haven't seen it in years.
Oh,
I watch it
almost every day.
Dude's an ogre.
I'd like to.
Why'd you pop those headphones on?
I said, you just fight me.
No, I don't want to fight anyone.
You want to do it? Just fight me.
Before,
go for it.
We're on the train, and Brendan just looked at DeVito and goes, shorts, huh?
Yeah.
DeVito goes, hey, man, just fight me.
Go for it.
You want to fight me? Fight me.
So what is the beat? So you guys all took a train down here, and there was already pre-10.
No. Oh, yeah. No,
I was already curious about Feeney, because
I go, how do I make a business card? And he goes, oh, buddy, it's like a real easy Google search. And then he got right on the train. I was angry at him.
He was like, should I stand underneath
phone
the subway?
Calls when he thinks he's never going to make it.
He goes, should I stand under the train tracks and say, tell every single person about my special? I go, well, you should get those QR code business card things to scan and go right to your thing. And he goes, how do I make that? What do I do? What website is it? How much are they cost? And I go, I don't know. It's probably a real quick Google. I've never done them before.
Ice cold. Real quick Google search. I went to your wedding.
Did you?
I don't know.
No, you didn't.
You were at my wedding.
I went to Canada.
Yeah. I was like, you almost had me for a second. I was like, wait, were you there?
Real cold.
I was your best man.
Yeah.
You
Anthony and Greg were both in basketball shorts before the entrees were served.
Yeah, I respect that.
The best.
Ha, shorts, huh?
Yeah.
It was the best.
Brendan's going to fight me tonight.
Yeah.
No, I'm feeling good.
Look at Juicy Brendan's.
No, I will pick Shrek, and I'll tell you why. Because he lives in a fucking castle because he's dating that girl, Cameron Diaz.
Right. You do look like Pink Shrek.
Yeah. Yeah. I look like like Naked Mole Shrek.
I don't know.
Look.
Yeah, we're just
naked.
I'm laughing. I don't know why Feeny didn't laugh.
I don't know.
You're bad for radio.
Like mole the animal?
Yeah, like a naked mole rat, but I'm Shrek. Let's move past
just
it.
Just picture it in your head.
Yeah. And also living in a world.
I pictured a mole, like a physical mole.
Oh,
living in the world
I pictured
of like
a pink little nubby mice, like mouse.
Yeah.
That's funny animals. They come out of holes.
Yeah.
Moles
I go
holes?
Into holes.
What's up? What up? What up? That's right.
Other men. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Nice. Transfer. Also, he lives in a world.
Power. The power was transferred.
The
now
power,
you feel
the
a
power
like
of the
rented.
High five was transferred to you. Shrek lives in a world. I'm not saying it anymore.
No. We all are going to get there.
Yeah.
And no.
This is what this show is.
Yeah.
It's very clear.
Brendan, let me explain the podcast to you. You once did to me.
Okay. I'm sorry that I explained the podcast to you. I go, hey, you know what we do on the podcast? He goes, we're just hanging out. And I go, well, there's a little
not
part
really.
Of that.
Yeah.
We are. What are we doing?
We're professionally fighting.
Yeah.
That's right.
We are professionally fighting.
That's right.
So wait, what were you?
We're the Jake Paul of podcasting. Yeah. Did I say white? I mean, look
yeah,
at this.
Let's do that show. Let's
that's
make
why,
a show.
That's why. That's
the
why.
Paul, let's do the Paul brothers. Let's do the show.
What's the Paul brothers?
All the Paul
Jake
brothers.
Jake and Logan.
Jake Logan.
Get in with the times. Scritchy.
Will you guys be
Scritchy
my,
and Zipzap?
Will you guys Scritchy and Zipzap be my Paul bearers?
Yeah, the Jake Paul bearers.
Yeah,
that's fun.
That's
we
hilarious.
Show up just talking shit about Paul the casket.
Yo,
the guy inside's
casket.
Probably gay as hell, dude.
Yeah.
This is great. I'm having a great time.
Me too.
Next show.
Not
or
Feeny,
next,
though.
Next show.
What would it take, Feeny, for you to be happy?
What? That's a good question.
I'm having a great time. I'm not buying into this narrative of the negging taking place from DeVito.
Narratives are annoying, aren't they?
But they are useful.
But sometimes they're yummy.
All right. I want to answer another question.
What are you hosting? Shut your face.
You didn't even get to answer.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Here's the Scenario.
I didn't even say what I want to do, and I would 100% be Shrek. Fuck that frog. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Is that a convoy?
I would love, first of all, hold on. Let me explain why.
Well, Brendan tried to explain why multiple times and was silenced.
And nobody was interested. So I'm going to force my own.
I want to go back. And then do Mike first.
He told you about the convoying, right?
I want to talk about
this. Don't point at me.
He told you about the convoy, right?
Yeah. I heard, no, what? Well, I didn't hear, actually. What did you say?
Next question. Paula Johnson.
I hate this show.
Logan Paula Johnson.
Patreon.com/scenariopod. You're caught committing a heinous crime and off to jail with you. Which TV season's jail do you go to? Oz, Lockdown, SVU.
I love you picking Oz. I just can't get enough of this life.
Oz
is awful.
Oz is worst.
All the cock you can eat.
Man, I want to get raped in the morning, go home and watch it at night.
Yeah.
Oz is crazy. What were the other two?
So it's not watching. You don't get to watch it.
Oh.
This is just which do you live in?
Which prison world do I live in?
Going to Oz, you're now in the prison. You're in the show.
Yeah,
you don't. You're not aware that
I've
it is a show. You're just getting raped.
What are the others?
Lockdown, which I'm unfamiliar
with. Oh, yeah, that's like one of those like CNBC shows where it's just like a reality show where they're interviewing all the prisoners. It's just
real jail.
It's maximum security prison.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen that where they like take socks with hammers in them or something like that. It's like, why don't you just
do it? They're always doing Home Alone stuff in jail.
Oh, yeah, covering it with a sock.
Yeah, anybody steps into my cell, an iron comes in and hits
me. Yeah, man. Yeah. You want to put, here's another great show, Kevin McAllister, but he's committed a crime and he's in jail 20 years later. Does he have some high dicks for those people.
Yeah.
Look at all the criminals I have to do high dicks to.
He's standing against the back wall with his pants down. Yeah. He's like, come and get me.
Yeah,
like,
there's a bear trap in his asshole.
What are the other options?
Or SVU.
I think SVU is probably the best.
Oh,
answer.
SVU is like the most normal. Yeah. Then
nobody
like,
ever gets like shivved in SVU.
No,
that's not true.
They just spend a lot of time in a courtroom.
Yeah,
yeah,
on the crime scene,
special victim. So that means you murdered a prosty.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You're the perpetrator?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you're committed. Yeah, you committed.
Oh, I thought I got to be the detective.
No,
I would like to be.
No. You're the criminal.
So like, you're the perp in all these.
You're the perp. You've committed a heinous crime, and you go to jail.
I see.
In these shows, which TV shows jail?
I'll go to SVU's because you never really see that jail. It always ends with them like becoming guilty.
Yes.
Yeah, they're never.
I could be going to some Fufu Orange Is the New Black prison, you know, some minimum security.
Arrested Development.
Bunch of fucking muff divers.
Yeah.
Dude, have you ever seen the Worst Prisons on Earth documentary on Netflix?
It's always just a Russian prison.
Yeah. Russia or Mexico. Brazil. Yeah. It's like hanging from the top of a rainforest with daggers on the ground. And they're like, I dare you to jump.
It's fucking
insane.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Everybody looks like Training Day.
Yeah.
Like the dudes in that apartment, they all look like...
You ever get your shit pushed in?
I had my shit pushed in. Big time, bro!
You'll be a cool prison to go to? Arkham Asylum.
Oh, yeah. A lot of fun. So many characters.
So many characters. There's so
it's
many.
Like flipping through a comic book.
That's the great thing. You're just a guy. What are you just a guy named? What about your guy named Terry who just, you know, you robbed a bunch of banks in Arkham, but you don't have a flashy nickname?
Yeah, no. All the villains are like, so what are you, like the bank robbing panda? Nah, I just rob banks.
No, I'm Terry. My family needed the money.
No, my daughter was sick.
Yeah. You're going to want to create a backstory and a narrative real quick.
Yeah.
You have a whiteboard. It's Joker and then
that would be funny if Batman couldn't get you unless you have like an alter ego, and he's like, Terry.
Yeah. You're Terry the Jew.
Whoa, no. I just am Jewish.
Yeah, he's like, no, you're the bad Jew.
The Judler.
Yeah. He's like, really, my father's Jewish, so I'm not Jewish at all.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm a goyim, actually.
The goyim.
I get it. You're not.
Really funny.
Well,
you're
let's,
not.
We'll have my dad on the show. And
I would love to interview him and think and ask him how
he have time
you're
to
Jewish.
Talk about this.
He you're does. Jewish?
He went. He He's went to fucking. Jewish. He went to Disney Jewish. For a full spring. Like, what do you mean he doesn't have time?
What he loves roller coasters?
No, he hates roller coasters.
He loves his children.
He took you guys
we
to
love
Disney
him.
For yeah. a week.
I was in Disney last week. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And checking his what story.
What a Hail Mary. I know I missed a lot when you were younger. So here's this 3-year-old trip when you're 30.
Oh my God.
You know what? Hey, yeah. It
sorry
really
I
was
you
that.
A bag for crying. Yeah. Enjoy this turkey leg.
Wow, Brendan, I just saw the pain of
yeah,
you
I was like,
the truth behind that.
No, you saw the pain of me trying to think of something.
The pain of his heart working.
Hey.
Heart and mind. All right, next question.
I pick Shrek.
Done.
Yeah,
Convoy.
Convoy.
I've come to my answer.
That wasn't even the last question. Carrie Betts. What do you Would you rather? This is my favorite episode we've ever done.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay, there's something about us all sitting in the same seats that makes it like equal.
It's you know the best. I, mean? I like this. Nicole was like, yeah, how do you, what do you right. think of the new setup? And I was like, what new set? I had no
yeah,
idea.
It's been like this. In yeah. my head, it's been like this.
Yeah, same. What was it before? They had different seats?
There was somebody sitting in the
captain's
chair.
I never liked
chair.
That because then it's uneven.
Yeah,
it's I very, like that.
It's very
yeah.
Bobby. Like yeah, that makes yeah, sense yeah. for Bobby.
Very democratic this way. This
yeah,
is better.
This is yeah. this is more of a communist society.
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby.
Which is why it doesn't work. Yeah.
It's good in theory. Yeah. On paper, we're perfect.
Not practical.
It does work if everyone's got their headphones.
Yeah, of course.
I told you, square in the jaw. I can do one strap, square in the jaw.
And then I'm coming at
and
you
I
with everything I got.
Coming after you like a shark.
All right. I'll take those chances.
I could see Brendan if he got like a free shot and somebody like hands behind their back. Like, you would go to hit him, and then the last second you would, like, worry, and then you'd kind of, like, pull off the punch and, like, yeah. hit their neck and yeah. go, ooh, I'm sorry,
I'm
ooh.
I'm sorry. Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Yes. Brendan has too much real feeling.
And then I step back and I slip on a banana peel, oh. land into a pool of
pudding.
Next question.
Carrie Betts, would you rather drive 12 hours for your next vacation? You have to drive the whole time, but can stop as often as you'd like. Or take a 4-hour flight sitting in between two large strangers.
I'd take a 4-hour flight. Because where are you going to go for 12 hours? You can't even get to Florida for
Colonial
12
Williamsburg.
Hours. Yeah, I've been there. I hated it.
Williamsburg?
Powdered wigs.
Why do you hate this country?
Not this country. I hate that. Problem. I hate Colonial Williamsburg.
You hate
I'll
our
never go back.
Fathers?
Our who?
Our forefighters?
What about
our foo fighters? Our foo fighters?
You hate the foo fighters?
I would take a 4-hour flight. You can get to a lot of fun places in 4 hours.
And you can watch a ton of movies too.
All right, yeah. Let's pretend that within the 12 hours, you can get anywhere in the country. Within the 4 hours, you can get anywhere in the,
in the world.
In the no, in the country.
In the world.
It's a drive, you retard. You can't drive no,
4 hours
to another country unless
a fly. You can
what?
Fly? You can.
I know.
If you're making the stipulation that let's say
stop,
you get
screaming.
To California in 12
screaming.
Hours, I'm going to say let me assume I can fly anywhere in 4 hours.
But
it's equally as crazy.
Next question.
No.
Yeah, let's just move along because it's got him too saucy.
Yeah.
No, this is a good question. Am I with my?
I thought so.
Am I with it's my boys on the 12-hour trip? And can we stop, please?
Two of your boys.
Stop as like
two of your boys. One
like.
Enemy, Jeremy Piven.
One enemy and Jeremy.
What if
Piven?
Your enemy is Jeremy
okay?
Piven.
Okay, fine. Then one enemy who's not Jeremy Piven. Two of your boys.
Wait, two of my boys. One enemy, one Jeremy Piven.
Yes,
that
if
means
Jeremy
someone's
Piven
in the middle.
Is your enemy? You got to pick a different,
a separate
enemy.
So yes. Then you got two enemies.
I'm totally cool with that. Dude, imagine being on a 12-hour.
I feel like I could talk to Piven about PCU for like 8 hours.
Yeah dude,
I'd be okay with that. And then Entourage for the final four.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're like,
bring
hey,
it on home.
Hate to bring
man.
This up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Lloyd! I'm just like quoting him to his face.
Yeah.
He just starts going like,
yeah. Cheese, right?
Very
cheese.
Fun. Yeah. I was also in old school, but I guess you wouldn't remember that. But
he did say that. He said that to me once.
What?
I was
Jeremy Piven.
This was years ago. I was hosting at a
what?
This was a couple years ago. I was hosting at Stand Up New York, and he was on the show.
What kind of fedora was he wearing?
A white, was like it? A pale yeah. one. Yeah,
flat,
like my
with
skin.
A feather. Yeah, yeah.
Not a feather.
No,
no. It was a weekday.
Usually, without a feather, what are you doing? What?
He wasn't wearing his weekend point. Feather.
He did have a leather vest on with a peasant shirt underneath that was unbuttoned to his navel. So don't worry.
You're not far off.
I know.
You're
I know.
Not far off.
I know he was, how
I think
he dresses.
He was wearing a blazer with a with like a
why?
I don't know.
And I ask him.
He's around.
This is how much of a cunt I am. Oh. I said to him. And a nice little lesson in humility is I said to him, I go, I'm like already rolling my eyes at this guy coming into my field. And
rolling your eyes at somebody who has accomplished more in this business
exactly.
than you could
exactly.
dream of.
Exactly.
Including I wish. Rapes.
Allegedly. Allegedly for both people.
Well, I think, I mean, allegedly kind of goes out the window once you just shift gears to pure stand-up comedy out of nowhere.
Well, he tried to do that theater run and was like, I don't want to do this anymore, and then claimed mercury poisoning for like 8 months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he eats too much sushi.
It's a real Al Cowlings move, you know? It's a real, like, well, where are you going with that Bronco, sir? If you're so innocent.
Yeah.
So I said to him, I was like, hey, man, you're up next. What do you want me to say? Just Entourage? And he was like, well, I did other things. Yeah. He was like, I was in this and this and that and that and that. And I was like, oh, yeah, sorry.
Well, you saying just exactly you saying just what do you want Entourage?
Just Entourage?
Is a little like,
yeah, I mean, yeah no,
you approached it like a
cunt.
Slam pig.
Didn't I say I was a cunt?
Yeah. But what do you expect? But you're also like expecting us to be like,
no, I'm not.
Could have handled that better.
No, no.
Like, I too would have been like, who is this fucking chubby open micer judging me?
I don't expect anything from you guys except listen.
With your headphones on.
I'm in.
With your headphones and pants on.
Well, I'm out.
Right here. My face is right. My face is here and it's not moving. And then you better run.
Well, that's over.
I guess we all convoy on wanting
four hour
a car ride with Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
good.
That's the new answer. I guess especially.
I'm not on
Jeremy
board.
Piven.
Yeah, Feeny's a plain guy.
Can I ask you guys?
What was that?
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Do I sound like Jeremy Piven? Because I get that a lot.
Hmm.
Like often in the comments of my videos, I'm getting it's either Ryan Reynolds or Jeremy Piven in terms of sound.
Huh.
And this is not or Andy Dick, which that I get because I have a little, you know, homosexual twang to the way of which I talk.
Wow. Yeah. I could see Jeremy Piven. I can't see the other two. But as you're saying it, I'm like, yeah, a little bit.
Little Tom Green, too. I've gotten that before.
Oh,
yeah. Over enunciation.
I can hear the Ryan Reynolds because you do the whispery, like the quiet talking when I'm upset. Like,
oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good impression.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you really bit Ryan Reynolds, huh?
That's my voice.
I would love to bite Ryan Reynolds.
If Ryan Reynolds was uglier and less successful.
I'm going to put my fucking mouth on that
guy. The worst body. God, his body's so good. Can you bring up Ryan Reynolds in
Blade Trinity?
You knew exactly. First of all, he was on so much TRT. It was insane. The guy was spot injecting into the bottom of his abdomen. He is like 225. And maybe 4.5% body fat. There's a scene where he's on his knees, just all fucked up, covered it. That's the one, sister. Look at this guy's fucking body, dude.
Oh,
get out of here.
God.
3% body fat.
What was his power in this movie? Like
hotness.
That body?
Yeah.
Yeah. That body.
All the vampires would go,
so hot.
They would try to bite him and their teeth would break on his strong pecs.
Well, that was the move. They go, I can't get blood from this guy. I can't wreck this thing.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I can't ruin this body.
Like, look at the symmetry. Nicole, does that do something for you?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, look at the symmetry of everything going on. Because usually the oblique, something suffers when you're working out. Like,
true.
Something is a little bit leaner or not quite as developed. But the obliques look on the side are just as pumped and fucking
it's the
like
perfect body.
It's the perfect body.
Oh my God. Look at those fucking cum gutters.
Yeah. I'll let them come in my gutter.
Yeah.
Cerna style. HTS Principal Feeney. Feeney perfects his wrangling skills and becomes high school principal. What's the nickname the kids and staff give him? What does he always say?
Oh, that's a good question.
I mean, there's the Mr. Feeney right there.
I love a question that gives you a scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys have like characters as assistant principals or principals?
I don't ever remember an assistant principal.
I had a guy, Mr. Ramos, who was like straight from the Bronx, came into our little white suburban town and took his Bronx energy directly in. And it was so, he's like, excuse me, sir. Just because your hand is covering your mouth does not mean you are not speaking. It was like that level of intense and just the two finger thing.
Oh,
of
yeah. Like, oh,
everybody
sure.
Hold
quiet.
Up. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Quiet.
It was wild.
No, I didn't.
I don't remember one vice principal or assistant principal.
They all blended together.
See, that's how you know that you weren't loved, because I was one of the troublemakers that the assistant principal loved.
Oh, you were the pet project. They were like, try to fix
that's right.
that.
Yeah, I was Sean Hunter.
Because you don't see in yourself, because you go like, I'm a bad, you know what I mean? Yeah, you're just like, I'm invincible. And they go, I'm looking at you.
You're about to cry.
You're a crying artist. This is what I'm seeing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you always have that relationship, because they're like, no, man, I see you and I know exactly what this is.
Isn't that funny, though? Because most adults, or at least in my life, did not see that. There were a handful of ones that did and really like helped me chug me along from grade to grade. But the majority of the adults were like, this kid is a piece of shit. Fuck him and his attention grabbing antics.
Yeah.
Suck our dicks, Cannon. Go to the back of the class.
Totally.
It's insane. Yeah,
because you're, as a parent, you're like exhausted. You know what I mean? You're just like tired. So you're just like, I don't know. He's weird and gay. And you're like, no, there's like a lot of stuff going on here. And they're just like, I'm just exhausted. I want to watch the Jets. That's what he is.
Yeah. We've decided.
Yeah. There's a lot going on here. Yeah. A lot of gayness.
What would Feeney nickname be
as a vice principal or principal?
As a principal, it'd be Principal Penis.
Jazzy Razzy.
You would be
Principal Penis.
You would be Principal Penis.
Yeah,
that's not even,
you're tall and pale.
It's not even wordplay.
Yeah, but you get it.
It would go from Principal Feeney to Principal Penis to Principal Penis.
He's absolutely right.
That's exactly what would happen. That is exactly what would happen.
In one semester?
In one
week.
Yeah.
One couple days.
Yeah, it's bad.
I gotta be honest, I would fucking love suspending kids. And because just as watch
that would be your
parents
phrase.
Are your
suspended.
Yeah, once your parents are on the way, that is the heart dropping moment for any like, I don't care, call my dad, you know, and then they show up and they're like, please don't call my dad, please.
But
don't
you're
call
not taking
dad.
Into account how many of those children's parents donate to the school, and then the board comes down on you as a new principal.
This isn't
and
a
all
college.
Of a sudden, Principal Penis
funded.
Is handcuffed.
It's a
publicly.
Which Principal Penis normally likes?
No. Principal Penis leans into the penis.
Yeah.
You lean into it. Principal Penis goes,
I'm a hard dick. You know?
You go, oh, you got to go down to the Principal Penis would like to see you in his glory hole.
Yeah, some people are erect. These test scores.
Yeah.
I could be a soft Richard or a hard dick.
Up to you.
That was like the school, the kid in my, it was a teacher in my sixth grade. His name was, Frank Dick Wiener. He had three dick names in one.
Yeah.
But like we just had to be like Mr. Wiener, you
That's
know?
Great.
Which is great. But it was like that was already his name, so it wasn't even, it did all the work for you.
That's too, as Patrice said, like what did Patrice say something like about you're like putting too much responsibility on white people? That's putting too much responsibility on children. Give your real last name. Like at that point, take an alias, dude.
Yeah.
You can't walk into
a
middle school and be like, hi, I'm Frank Cockenballs. Like, welcome to history.
Yeah.
Yep. You go, I'm Tex McManus. That's my real name.
Yeah.
Not Frank Dick.
Frank Dick Wiener.
That's rough. So are we convoying on Principal Penis?
Yeah, Principal Penis, and his catchphrase is, I'm a come on you.
No, No, we're not going to do that.
I'm going to come on you.
I'm going to be hard on you.
Yeah, I'm going to be hard on you. Yeah. That's good. I'm going to be hard in you.
No, dude.
I think it's kids, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with
you? I'm not even thinking about the kids.
You should very much consider the children. Well, what about please, someone consider the children.
Then wait. If you're not considering the kids, then who is he saying that to?
Me.
Your wife at home.
Yeah.
Hi, Principal Peanut. Yeah. Did you have a hard day?
Did you have a hard day coming in those kids? What is with your
this with, is never with, gonna get seen
with your you know lessons?
Yeah. You know, the show is backtracked. Shows go. You know what? You know what I mean? We're just at home here.
Did you spew millions of lessons at these kids, but only a couple hundred are viable?
Yeah. You know, did you ever like impregnate them like against their will with like knowledge? Sue me. All of a sudden, we're lawyers in this family.
Sue me. Sue me.
No, she graduated. Thanks, you got it.
That's funny. Nice,
you
got that. Yeah. I was trying to think of something.
I call you Mr. Bones.
Yeah.
That is another good one.
Hey, Mr. Bones.
Yeah, Mr. Bones.
And if you could still keep those old catchphrases like, I'm going to be hard on them, I'm going to come in these kids' assholes, and all that stuff that you would say.
Yeah. And I think when you go, your parents are on the way, but here's the catch. I killed them. They're on their way straight to hell.
Oh, like Bones,
and
the TV show.
If you shoot up this school, I'll shoot more people than you.
Are we talking about Bones, the TV show?
That's your catchphrase.
Are we talking about Bones, the TV show?
It's a long catchphrase.
It's long. You'll have to work on it.
Yeah.
Threatening to outgun them in a school shooting.
Yeah, that's the basics.
That is good administration work.
Yeah. Yeah, I've called your parents and I'm going to kill them.
Yeah, and that's why they call me Mr. Bones.
Last year I was Mrs. I transitioned.
Way to finish that.
I don't feel funny today.
Here's the thing.
You don't sound it either.
Oh,
well, Mr. Bones. Hey, check it out.
Oh.
Check it out.
Ew.
You're being really funny.
Ew.
Hey, check it out.
The good news about that is we only have 4 episodes to record.
Yeah. Great.
Yep. Here's the thing. You're doing great.
Thank you.
It's your friend.
It's right. It's
you haven't laughed at anything he said.
He's laughed at everything.
Oh, I watched specifically when you said the rape scenes for children over and over again. And DeVito had a thing where he literally went, yeah, because also Bones, right? He just changed
the
subject.
I was charging up for my big comment.
Speaking of charging up, go to heresthescenario.com for all things podcast. That gives you links to our social media, to iTunes, write, rate, review, all the stuff that helps boost it in the algo. Follow us on social media. Subscribe to us on YouTube. The YouTube is bumping as of late. I personally, that's how I consume my podcast. I really enjoy it. And check that out. All of the stuff can be found at Here's the Scenario Pod. Like we said, we have a Patreon where we do bonus episodes every single week. We have a bonus episode. We do vlogs. We pour all of our individual content on there. It's really great. We have a ton of stuff. My crowd work special is actually going to go up early on there in July. So check that out. Speaking of which, and I'll go and then you go in order of date because I think it'll be great. But
okay, great.
May 18th, 9 p.m. I'm calling all HTS Here's the Scenario fans. Similarly, the following week for Mr. DeVito. Watch it live. My special, White Privilege Homeless, is debuting, streaming, launching, dropping, whatever you want to call it, on my YouTube, youtube.com/MikeCannonComedy, and it will premiere at 9 p.m. Watching it live is huge for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ algorithm. So for the love of God, sign on, go to my channel, let it run, even if you can't watch it, share it, put it up on your social media, write a comment, all for the love of Algo, and let me know that you come from this show. Give it some love, share it. I feel awful having to say this, but it's all I have. I've dropped 100% of my money into this project, and boy, I think it's good, but it could sink me. So May 18th, 9 p.m., youtube.com/MikeCannonComedy, and after that, it will be up forever. But yeah, here's the scenario, fans. Call to action. This is you guys. If you want us to keep making this shit, and keep independently producing and doing our own thing, then please help get the word out as best you guys can. And we appreciate you.
Yeah, if you want to keep not paying for our specials, then at least watch them.
And have them, honestly, I would like this, though. I like putting specials up on YouTube. I have no problem with that. I like building out my own channel and being able to create my own shit. It just does, you know, we need you. That is what it takes to get that. But I could do that for the rest of my life and absolutely have no problem.
Most likely we will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, go. Mike is so fun. I mean, well, here, most people have seen your stand-up that are listening to this, right?
I would assume so.
Okay.
If not, wow.
Yeah. Well, you'd be surprised. When we did the Rad Dude cast, people would never, they would be like, oh, you're actually very funny. Like they would
oh, people when they come on the road, they're stunned.
Yeah. Like you're like coherent. You're like, you seem like you had an education. Wow.
You're wearing headphones during stand up.
Yeah. The one thing you swore you'd never do.
And then the following week, big, huge cosign, big, huge, whatever that means. Anthony is so fucking funny. He's dropping a special the following week on his YouTube. Yes. Hit him with the deets.
May 26th. Let me predict May 19th for you guys. You're jacked up, man. You just saw Mike Cannon's white privilege homeless, and you're jacked, you know? And you're going, but what do I do now? It's May 19th. What do I do?
I don't got nothing. Who am I going to watch? I got no more comedy.
I went through all the streaming services. I gotta buy more. Oh, I gotta buy Peacock.
I'm not buying Disney Plus.
I don't even like birds. Okay, well, what are my options here? Kill myself? Get into boating? Do I have a third option? I'm talking to God here. God, do I have a third option?
You do have a third option. Well, although killing yourself would be great.
Because you want more
I've
numbers
put
in
too
heaven.
Many people
you
on earth.
Son of a bitch.
I have put too many people on earth.
Okay.
My
Why
option.
Did you calibrate though? I don't understand.
Let me speak.
Okay.
Or I will strike you down.
Put on your headphones.
That you sounded should... like a feminine voice.
It was Jesus.
That's Miss God.
Yeah.
That's the old ball and chain.
Yeah. Sounds cruel. Rashid.
Oh, this is May 18th when this comes out. So tonight.
Oh, okay.
Literally tonight.
So. Yeah. So yeah,
that was my dog. Yeah, I got a whole family here.
Oh it's nice.
Rather annoying to be honest.
I once had a family.
I miss my old days of just being young God, you know.
And, I've seen the show.
And just
hey, dinner's almost ready. Let's wrap it up.
Crushing
with
the bit,
huh?
That must be your salty, cruel wife talking again.
Well, don't speak about Mrs. God that way.
Okay, I'm done.
Although it is nice to have security. But I would say this.
Don't we all want that?
Watch Anthony DeVito's special.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, you're telling me. That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Okay, puts knife down.
Put the knife down. And then kill yourself after you watch the special because there won't be any more good comedy.
Oh, okay.
No, there is a wave of white male comedians coming onto YouTube because we are not welcomed anywhere else, babe. So it's us and a flat earth documentary. Come and get it.
I'm barely white and these networks wouldn't take me.
Yeah, I'm naming.
So here I am, lumped in with the regular whites.
I'm naming my next special Loose Change.
Yeah,
huh? Oh, but God,
yeah, Loose Change 2.
How do I get his special? What is it called? I think it's called Brain Noise.
It's called Brain Noise, apparently.
Wait, on May 26th?
And it's, it sounds like
now
you know.
Now I don't want you. I don't
like
know
you know more than
I'm guessing.
Me. Well, how about I put all the information into your brain via my God powers?
Yeah.
And then I gotta go watch RuPaul's Drag Race with the wife, okay? It's our Tuesday.
I sent you up in heaven, but it seems like hell because you're with her. Anyway, so all right, you gotta
watch.
She
keeps showing me this comedian who isn't performing in front of anyone.
Beanie's just in his photo.
He's on his website.
Care less.
I'm updating.
He's so unaffected by his friends.
The bit has run long.
All right,
yeah. Anyway, watch the thing. It's great. I didn't spend any money.
I didn't put any of my money into this thing. It's going to be very apparent in the quality drop off from Cannon's.
It's all vertical.
Dude, like,
it's,
this is, yeah, this is the best. It is going to be, yeah, Anthony's filmed on a Motorola fucking snake phone, and it's going to get 14 million views in the first 48 hours, and mine is going to be stuck on
minimalist
for 6 months.
I like it.
For God's sakes, yeah, go to youtube.com/DeVitoAnthony, and if I get 1,000 subscribers, it's a real thing. My mom gets a new tooth, and I'm going to take a picture of her smiling and send me your address, and I'll send you a signed photo of my mom smiling with her new tooth. If you subscribe, or you're a coward.
Yeah.
Cowards!
Yeah, and while you're subscribing, subscribe to my YouTube as well, and subscribe to my Twitch, twitch.tv/segs2riches, plus Twitter, plus Instagram. This is coming out the 18th.
Yeah.
So I will be...
You'll be hanging out with me tonight.
I will be hanging out with you tonight.
We're going to have a party tonight?
And then I'm doing a Chicago run in June or July.
I might get a hotel room. Should I get a hotel room?
Let's get a hotel room.
And like
and a keg. I'm not going to drink.
Yeah, but I'll get us a keg.
Should I do that?
Should
I get a hotel room in the city?
Let's have a party.
Let's get one in the most expensive hotel.
Should I get it?
Yeah.
Should we just get Kevin McAllister's room in the Plaza Hotel?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's have a Kevin McAllister night.
Hey.
What is that?
Throw a bunch of paint cans at each other.
Okay.
Follow Brendan.
Yeah, follow me on everything. And also, I'm doing a Chicago run sometime in June, July, but I will come. I will have more information on that.
Yeah. Hi, Nicole.
I'll be there.
First look of Nicole
First
on camera.
First look of Nicole on camera.
Isn't she tiny?
Feeney? Mr. Bones?
YouTube.com/MikeFeeneyComedy. Twitch.tv/NYFreshmaker. @IAmMikeFeeney across all social media. And that's it.
You don't want to mention your wife? MikeFeeneyComedy.com
for dates.
Don't want to mention your wife.
And Brendan?
Huh?
How about
what?
Well, I was saying Brendan.
I already did.
Nicole,
it.
Why don't you give the nice folks your Instagram?
Nicole C. Lyons on Instagram.
That's it. Follow
me. I'll say my Instagram because I'm not supposed to do that.
Yes.
Instagram. At comedian Anthony DeVito on Instagram.
Nice.
And
good Instagram.
At Instagram.
It's a good Instagram.
All right. You guys are great. Thank you so much for having me.
We're not done.
Oh,
we have a couple more questions.
My blade appointment is coming.
We have a couple more.
Yeah, we got a guest in the queue.
No, I know. He's 2:30, right? Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
How are you, buddy?
Yeah, are we okay?
That's a tease.
We're all good.
How Feeney gets.
Is everybody okay?
Yeah.
All right, I'm great.
Hi, Zach.
We got our first audience member, Zach Amika.
Who you might be hearing from next week.
Brandon. HTS, just for Brendan, though.
All right, I'll answer it.
Fine. You're in the bank depositing a big old check from a sold-out weekend at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. The bank gets held up and you're taken hostage. They say they'll let you live if you spit some hot bars about bank robbery.
All right.
Let's hear it.
All right. Shit. Okay. Gun to my head.
Can we put a royalty-free beat up?
Yeah, let me find some.
Gun to your head.
About
sounds like a good intro line too.
Yeah. Man, what the hell am I doing here? I just want to eat some sausage. I found myself at the bank today and now I am a hostage. I will give you money if you want it any day, but if you let me go, I'll say I'll suck your dick. Oh, by the way, I'm gay, uh-huh. I will suck your dick if you let me go. I want to go home and you can kill whoever you want to.
It fell off at the end, but that was pretty good.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's really good.
I thought that was okay.
Ooh, baby.
Brendan's sweating from his pits.
I'm feeling the itch again.
Don't worry, folks. If you want the song just like me at the end of your special, Brendan will lease it to you for nothing as well.
Well,
it's just giving away his art and his ideas.
Mike doesn't like that I try to make my own business.
Oh, is that right? Is that why I championed you and gave you your first opportunity?
You know his favorite Rolling Stone song? Under My Thumb.
My half thumb.
Yeah,
it ain't too hard to thumb. Yeah, the girl.
Yeah. I'll put this right over here.
That's why it's been pretty easy to get out of it.
Yeah. Would you rather... Hans von Schmitteldorf.
All
right. So this is from.
Oh.
Would you rather be cursed with wet underwear or wet shoes for the rest of your life? The choice is permanent. However, you do have the option of eschewing your permadamp item of choice and going commando or barefoot at any time.
Now, what's interesting here is they don't say the sock is wet. So the shoe can be wet, and I could wear like those extra thick socks that might, or two pairs of socks.
Two pairs of socks is the way you want to go.
Yeah, I would rather that than do wet underwear, because then you get the underwear stain on outline on your pants,
a rash everywhere,
and a rash. It's crazy.
But if you're not wearing, you don't have to wear the underwear. You can go commando. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. After my Alaska molestation, where I had to walk around with jeans and no panties, I think I could do that.
But you said it was rubbing on your dick.
Yeah, but I'd change. I'd just wear Lululemon all the time.
Yeah.
I just have a hard cock walking through life.
Sweatpants.
Yeah.
I love a bunch of soggy underwear.
Yeah. Because the shoe
over the underwear just bunches up.
Reminds me there's pain in this world.
Yeah. Dude, I wore loose boxers once when I played sports.
Oh,
once.
Yeah,
and
great.
They formed a baseball size wet ball and jammed into my asshole. It was impossible to get it out during the game. As I'm running, I had like cut marks on my leg from the just rubbing and friction and shit like that. I have either of these because, you know, the wet foot, wet sock debate, what a loophole shithead you are. But that
seems like a weird definitely thing to attack somebody for, but
it's okay. Definitely wet sock.
We can't
clearly wet sock.
Can't all be
if it's wet underwear, it's wet sock.
It says wet shoe. Yeah. Thanks, DeVito.
Let me,
nobody makes fun of Feeney but me.
Yeah. Just attacking the loop.
What?
The loop in the hole.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's very clear he meant wet sock.
There was that lawsuit from Fruit of the Loom, the sexual assault lawsuit, because a lot of their underwear were going into the assholes of people, and they were sued.
Look,
for sexual misconduct?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. They got the loom.
You don't need underwear. You need shoes. You know,
socks.
And you can't. Yeah, but you could be walking around in like how many?
You wear those toe shoes.
Yeah, but those are still shoes.
Yeah, oh yeah, it says socks. Wet shoes. It's not even wet feet, so it's not wet shoes or wet socks. It's wet shoes, which then make your socks for sure wet.
Yeah,
but you could also walk around without socks and just.
Yeah, but you're also
but you're still wearing. So you're still wearing wet shoes. So you can't really take those off unless you go barefoot.
Everybody,
but with wet underpants, then you can walk around.
Now you take the underpants off, and you're no longer an underpants guy because you.
And
can't
then you wring it out into your wife's mouth.
Yes.
So yeah, and she pays all the bills.
That seems a little bit more, closer to you.
What?
I don't know.
Corey Betts,
are you getting flustered because Zach's here? Playing to an audience now.
Zagalo thought he was the most colorful guy here today. Zach walks in and blows him out of the water.
No, I want cotton candy. So that's all I can think about.
Corey Betts, for 1 week, we'll do a few more. For 1 week, you have to live the life of one of your co-hosts or Nicole. Who are you choosing and what are you doing?
I'm going to live as Nicole because I want to get railed by Chris.
Me too. That was going to be my answer.
I want to suck on that knob.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go to a nice show and then fucking blow him.
I want to be picked up by a man that knows how to play guitar.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then
and then
mashes
maybe,
my face against my closet.
Yeah, and put that TV up against the wall, would you? Yeah, I think that.
Yeah, I'd live Nicole's life and do it way different.
What do you mean?
Like that's I don't know.
I would ruin her.
I don't know how they have sex, but I know how I would have sex with her guy, and it ain't pretty.
Oh no, I'm fucking. I'm going over him. I got my feet planted. I'm not even on my knees. I'm just feet planted.
I am
up,
dude.
Down.
Yeah, dude. Oh, you're like a fucking little possum. I would like. I would leap up and like Hulk Hogan press kick him in the chest.
Yeah, dude. Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Like Rey Mysterio, jump, lock my legs around his.
Oh, yeah.
Eat it!
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I file my fingers in nails, start eating cherries, bill of cherries and nuts. My possum lifestyle.
I wouldn't want to.
I was like, is this doing the possum thing?
Yeah.
I play dead.
You're focusing a little too hard on the possum. Yeah.
I'm in those garbage cans.
I'd have a long
whatever.
Tail. I'd have a long tail. I'd hiss.
Red eyes.
Red eyes.
Big teeth.
Bloodshot eyes.
Trying to get rabies.
Just classic.
I want
Nicole.
That wild brain. You know.
So convoy on. We'd all be possums.
I would like to live a life as Brendan for a week. I think it would.
Want
to
live that life.
Would. Well, I don't, but I think it would make it would be like
you don't
a
be up here, man.
Well, I know, but I think that's what I'm saying. I think it would be like a It's a Wonderful Life sort of situation, right?
You'd be at the end of it. I want to go home.
Yeah, I'd be so appreciative of my life that I'd be like.
See, I think I'd just turn Brendan's life around in a matter of days.
But you have his willpower, don't you?
It would be like the montage in Forgetting Sarah Marshall when he comes home from Hawaii. He like starts cleaning up, running on the treadmill, writing his Dracula musical. That would be me if I was able to live Brendan's life.
I would very much appreciate it.
Yeah, but then when you switch back, you're just still you. You just have a cleaner
You have all these
place.
Tools.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have you for a week. So then I can do whatever pranks I want to do and then you come back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's fun. The bit.
I'm going to set up a scare room for him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I go, wow, what a crazy week that was. I open the door to my room, a bucket of water falls on me. What the hell? What the hell's going on? I step on a tack. Ow!
Yeah. This one's not even funny. It just hurts.
20 pizza pies get delivered to my house. What the heck? I guess I got to eat these.
So are we convoying on Brendan and Nicole?
I want to be.
I haven't known what convoy's been the whole time.
I know. So I you wouldn't let him explain what the podcast was to you.
I'll never explain it again.
Let's
the podcast.
Let's do one more question. Yeah.
One more. Richie Chef. Hey guys, I got a question. If you had an opportunity to meet one of your favorite comedians / celebrities, but the only condition was exposing your penis on camera, would you? This happened to me. Brendan was on the SDR episode that I pulled my dick out on. I'm the white guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm curious if you guys would allow your junk to be exposed or would you cover in shame?
That was a wild episode, dude. He was the white guy in between two, like one, both guys are just like one black guy with the biggest cock in the fucking world. And then another dude with like the biggest cock in the world. And then he was just regular Joe Schmo fucking doing that thing where they're all standing naked and like Jay's talking. So he's just tugging at his. Oh.
Who was doing this? Cannon?
Yeah.
That was you. Yeah.
It was me.
No, it was
Richie Chef, which I don't know if Chef that's, yeah, I don't think that's a handle. I think that's his actual legal name.
I don't think I would do that to meet, what is it, any celebrity?
No, I don't like anybody enough to show anything. I'd show my asshole for nothing.
Mm. I have shown my asshole for nothing.
Well, for the Patreon.
For the Patreon.
Yeah, you got paid.
Whatever you want to see, you could see. I don't hold
I'm a whore.
Precious.
Oh, which I
you know?
You don't hold anything precious?
No, you want to see this thing, you could see it. Your funeral. Your funeral,
will
Mr.
It,
Bones.
Wait. My funeral, meaning your penis seeing it will kill me, or
it might.
Maybe we don't know.
It's not going to help.
I've never.
I don't know what the stuff you're made out of.
Yeah, that's the true merit test of a man.
That's funny. Yeah,
you see DeVito's penis, and then you have to live after that.
Yeah, that's how the groundhog predicts.
I'm okay with
the
that.
Winter.
I see a lot of gray pubic hairs.
It's a ton of, it's like a Shang Tsung's chin down there.
That's the episode, everybody. Watch my special tonight. Watch Anthony's special next week, May 18th, May 26th. White Privilege Homeless, Brain Noise. What more can you ask for?
Bye, everybody.
Here's the scenario is Mike Feeney, Mike Cannon, and Brendan Sagalow. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcasts. For more information about the show, visit heresthescenario.com.